Diving into the DMs, Kelly Kay.
Allison said, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Been listening since I was riding the bus to school.
Aw, thank you.
I just turned 28. Met a guy on Hinge who's 38. He's older than I'd like, but I am ready for a relationship, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Sure.
We met at a bar. During drinks, the issue of age came up. I told him that I would never want to be with a guy that's more than 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had a confession to make.
Mm.
He's actually 45 and not 38.
Oh.
He said he was afraid I wouldn't give him a chance if I knew. He believed the date was going well because he was calling me babe and I didn't object. He didn't understand why I felt deceived.
Oh.
Now things are awkward, so I suggest we just leave. When we get to the parking garage, he realizes his car has been towed.
Oh, my gosh.
So he asked if I would wait as he needs to make some calls. He said he would likely need a ride. He walked out of the garage to get a signal. I got in my car and left.
Oh, my gosh. She just peace.
Some of my girlfriends think I'm a jerk for bailing on him when he needed help. Am I the jerk here? Thanks, Allison.
Okay, so maybe from a safety standpoint, no, I don't think you are. You know, if you were worried about your safety, maybe. I don't think you, it doesn't sound like you were.
No, I think it would have been nice to hang out and give him a ride. Now, I don't blame you for feeling deceived, and maybe you don't want to pursue the relationship because of that. But I'm just not the type of person that's just going to ghost someone when he asks you to stay. Just hang out until he gets the situation handled.
And he's like, hey, let me just step out here and get a better cell phone signal because we're in a parking garage. You're like, oh, okay. Peace out. Yeah. Aubrey texts in and says, has a very similar situation, red flags. Did we go on a date with the same guy?
Oh, wow. She said, ghost him.
Yeah, definitely ghost him. All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Would he have been in that situation had he actually said his truthful age of 45? No. Because they wouldn't have gone on a date. She would not have probably, or he wouldn't have even matched probably in her search. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
You know, he already started off on the wrong foot, but kind of lying to get in the door.
Yes.
And that didn't sit well with her.
Right. Oh gosh, it's tough. But again, I'm just, doesn't matter what the situation is. I just don't foresee that I would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of siding with her friends that I probably would have just made sure that he got a ride wherever he needed and then called it a night, and then I wouldn't have gone out with him again.
Hey,
if you didn't feel a connection, despite the whole age lie.
Maybe a thing of, hey, I'm not going to be able to give you a ride home, but I can stay until like an Uber comes and picks you up or, you know, something like that.
Yes. I wouldn't have just ditched him when he left to go get a signal. Like, that's kind of savage.
Well, I guess. Okay, so Kelly thinks you're a jerk. I don't know.
I'm not calling you a jerk. I said I wouldn't have done that. I'll just say it like a
all right,
nicer
sorry.
Way.
You said
I probably
you were,
wouldn't have done that.
You were siding with her friends.
Yes. I think that they have a valid point in I wouldn't have done that if I were you.
All right.
I don't like calling people a jerk.
All right. No, I understand. But you sided with her friends who did. So by proxy, that's fine. All right. That's fine. You know, hey, look, the good news is you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like
it's
you're
going
to be trying to go out with them again or anything like that. You really don't ever have to interact with them again.
Yeah,
so
the
it's
good
fine.
News
cleanse
is,
your soul.
Is you just kind of cleanse your soul I guess, messaging us. And yes, there are people that are messaging and saying you are definitely a jerk because if the shoe were on the other foot, you all would be crucifying him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, hey, put the situation in reverse. What if
there
she was stranded?
A double standard for sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
The whole damsel in distress thing
mm-hmm.
doesn't necessarily work in reverse. Jamie says not the jerk. We've all seen Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what I was implying, you know, initially, where
it was a safety thing.
She didn't say that she felt unsafe, but I thought definitely from a safety standpoint, you know, you don't know the guy really. He already lied about his age. And now he wants you to give him a ride because his, quote, car all of a sudden is missing. You know, how do you know it actually got towed? It could have been, you know, some elaborate scheme to, and look, I'm going down a rabbit hole here.
You are going down a rabbit hole. Too many crime shows, sir.
I know, too many of those crime podcasts, murder podcasts, but.
No, I think if that was the case, though, he wouldn't have gone to, like, go make a call. He would have just said, hey, can you give me a ride?
No, I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe,
you know,
he's just
trying
to
figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be. I don't know. Well, either way, I think she doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
so
water under the bridge.
She's not going out
now.
With him again. It's fine.
All right. Allison, so 50% of the show thinks you're a jerk. The other doesn't. So take that for what it is. 99.7 DJX.